The Gospel and the Movies is our Advent podcast series where we relate the day's Gospel reading to a film that strikes an Advent note. Selecting the films is Father Peter Malone, MSc, a Melbourne priest who's been writing on film for over four decades. First week of Advent, Saturday. And for the final day of the first week of Advent, Peter, you've gone for The Mission.
The Mission, I think, to coin a phrase from the writer of The Mission, Robert Bolt, it's a film for all seasons. And I think that it's a wonderful film and valuable and bears reflection on at any time. But our gospel today is Jesus making a tour through all the towns and villages, feeling sorry for people, dejected and harassed, like sheep without a shepherd, and then asking that people pray that labourers go into the harvest. And so I think The Mission is one of the great missionary films. It's very sad in its presentation of Paraguay and Brazil and the Jesuit villages, the redactions as they were called, which were soon to be suppressed and the attack by the Spanish and the Portuguese military. But I think it's a wonderful film. It shows two priests, one exemplifying the compassion, played by Jeremy Irons, and the other the reformed slave trader, played by Robert De Niro. And when they are faced then with an attack on their flocks, one is a martyr with them, and the other goes out to defend them in a kind of fight for liberation, as we might say.
They say it was the will of God that they came out of the jungle and built the mission. They don't understand why God has changed his mind.
You should never have become a priest.
But I am a priest, and they need me.
If you die with blood on your hands, you betray everything we've done.
If might is right, love has no place in the world.
Mission and missionary work must be fairly close to your heart, of course. And obviously, not just being a missionary of the Sacred Heart, but you also travel the world. You've been to almost 90 countries, I think it must be, round about now. And that's a ministry in itself, isn't it?
It is, and I think that while in the past, as in the film, people travelled from their homes and stayed with people, nowadays in our global world, any kind of missionary activity is brief. There are some people who must live with groups, but there are others, and I suppose I fit into this category in some way, who come in and be with people, contributing to the building up of the church which they are making, and therefore participating in mission rather than being an old-style missionary. And I think that the two characters in the film dramatise that for a contemporary audience. And Robert Bolt wasn't a Catholic, I don't think he was even a Christian, but his insights into missionary activity, I think, are certainly worth Advent reflection.